540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, your home for original reporting.
I'm Christopher Cruz in the Washington Bureau. China is unhappy with the U.S. this morning after an F-22 fighter jet shot down a suspected spy balloon yesterday off the Carolina coast. CBS's Lucy Kraft reports from Tokyo.
China's foreign ministry declared strong dissatisfaction and protest after its giant balloon was shot down by a U.S. missile. Beijing labeled the use of force an overreaction and argues the balloon was a civilian aircraft that strayed into U.S. territory by accident. China has not commented on Pentagon reports of a second balloon hovering over Latin America.
Evacuation orders remain in place this morning in East Palestine, Ohio, after a train derailment Friday night caused a large fire. National Transportation Safety Board member Michael Graham.
About 50 cars were involved in the derailment, 20 of which contain hazardous materials.
A collision between two large planes was narrowly averted at the airport in Austin, Texas yesterday morning. Reporter Chris Fox is in Austin.
The Southwest Airlines plane was cleared for takeoff as an air traffic controller also gave the go-ahead for the FedEx 767 cargo plane to land. According to a statement from the Federal Aviation Administration, the FedEx pilot discontinued the landing and initiated a last-second climb-out to avoid a collision.
Despite the dangerous cold in the Northeast and New England, the mail is getting delivered, and people are appreciative, says Dan Reed in Central New York State.
People are always saying thank you, and I can't believe you're out here, and you're doing great, and you know that. It's nice to hear that.
Recorded at the top of Mount Washington in New Hampshire yesterday, a record-setting wind chill of minus 108 degrees Fahrenheit. Federal food assistance benefits for tens of millions of Americans will shrink significantly this month, and food banks are preparing, says CBS's Jim Krasula.
Managers of the nation's food banks expect record demand this month. The Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, or SNAP, benefits are cut.
We worry that we'll see a tidal wave of need.
Eric Cooper is CEO of the San Antonio Food Bank in Texas. The benefits are being cut after Washington gave all SNAP recipients the maximum monthly benefit during the height of the COVID-19 pandemic.
Tens of thousands of Israelis braved heavy rain yesterday for a fifth week of nationwide protests over judicial reform plans by the new government of Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu. Protester Shai Spiegelman.
If the people of Israel is not going to do it, people are going to suffer here. People cannot stop. We cannot go back.
A bill ending 24-hour-a-day solitary confinement is close to becoming law in Virginia. The bill passed the Virginia House unanimously last week, 99-0. This week, it heads to the Senate, where passage is expected. From there, it goes to the desk of the governor. This is CBS News.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media. To learn more, go to our website, civicmedia.us.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you can play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh,
oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Saturday night, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
If it's local music from Wisconsin, it's heard here. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Funny how the money
all part of the beauty of this world we're living in. Well, ain't it funny how the money goes in and out my pocket,
in and out my pocket.
Well, and well, I suppose
carry on and keeps a spirit alive. Radio, we are local music. The People Brothers Band there from Love Electric 2018. Starting Saturday night off with two from the People Brothers Band. Money Goes and Love Electric. There's a really cool show happening at the High Noon Saloon on Saturday, February 4th. It's the Bob Marley Birthday Bash. Kids show and a late show is at the High Noon Saloon. I only bring that up because it features Mama T of the People Brothers Band. That's quote unquote Mama T of the mom of the People Brothers Band rocker.
That is awesome. Is Natty Nation playing at that show, Jimmy?
I believe they might be. I have to confirm
that.
They usually do, yes. That's a fun event too. And it's for the kids. There's an early show. Take the kids. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry is off tonight. Put an asterisk next to that. We'll tell you why in just a moment. Max Inc. Radio, original local music from around the state of Wisconsin here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Rocker, it was a challenging drive to the studio from Madison's north side to Madison's west side today.
It was. And to add to insult to injury, the Badger game was getting out just as I was in a big traffic jam in the snow. It was kind of fun. Yeah.
I got here a little earlier. That was cool. But yeah, the take care on the roads tonight. There's, what, 3 or 4 inches on the ground right now, I guess. I don't know.
Well, it's a bit slippery.
We should call Rippy. That's what we need to do. Rippy from Rippyology. We need a weather update, man.
Well, I was lucky. I had to drive to Menominee Falls yesterday. Because, hey, my band Iron Plow was recording out at Cherry Pit Studios out there. And I was lucky. I was watching the weather forecast and, you know, I was just talking about maybe snow on Friday. But I got lucky. Missed it all. I'm glad I don't have to go out there today. But my band guys are out there right now recording and hope they drive safe home.
Definitely drive safe. So Iron Plow in the studio. Huh?
We're in the studio. We're going to cut three songs. They should be out soon, and we'll definitely premiere them here on Max Inc. Heavy.
I see a conflict of interest with the interviewer and the interviewee being the same person once again.
Yes, I can like sue myself.
All right. Well, that will be an interesting show for sure. But tonight, Rocker, we have another great show for the people. We're packed with guests tonight, too.
Jimmy, we have from Milwaukee, Alternative Radio. They've been on a little bit of a hiatus, but they have some new people in the band and some things going on. We'll hear from them. Sean Michael Dargan, he's coming in the studio. And Jimmy, I think he's going to bring his guitar and even play a song for us.
Yes.
Talk about his new release. Terry Boire, she's going to talk with Joe Richter, a Milwaukee-based artist. And if you love rock and roll songs, you'll love this Q&A from Terry Boire. And live in the Devil's Lair tonight, the Gypsy Jazz of Harmonious Wail. I mean, these guys are normally playing theaters and huge festivals. I mean, going to be crazy. They're right here in the Devil's Lair. And then, of course, Maxine Kevy with Rocker.
We're going to add Faster, Faster, Faster into the mix as well. Ooh, at 8:30 tonight, brother.
That's right. Faster, Faster, Janesville.
Yeah. So looking forward to talking with that. Their new music is absolutely wonderful. Iftikhar, they were in the studio, what, week before last, with their new CD. And they also have a show coming up at the High Noon Saloon on Saturday. That's tonight. They're playing tonight at the High Noon Saloon Rocker.
Oh, man, that's going to be a fun jam night.
Let's put the radio station on autoplay and let's go to Iftikhar, dude.
We're out of here.
It's Max Zeke Radio. Join us, 844-967-2789. We are local music.
Just trying to make some time for me. Make some time worth living. I said I don't want, no I don't need. I don't need to be forgiven. Not by you, or you, or anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. Just trying to stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I take a step out and give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through, yeah. I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? I'm hoping you can help me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. Me. I'm hoping, hoping you can help me. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, throw your head back, put your hands up. Let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some. Come get some, a soft glow, yeah. I said, come get some, a soft glow of electric sex. I said, come get some, a soft glow. We'll be right back.
stay inside the lines, you see. Inside the lines, yet driven. I'll take a step out, give a weak shout. Or should I ask to be forgiven? I'm asking you and you and anyone else who thinks I need to push on through. No, I just need your time to figure it out right. What's gonna put me on through to the other side tonight? Hoping you can help me. 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 There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm saying is true, you can't trust anything I say. I certainly can't trust the things I do. There comes a time you need to figure it out. If what I'm doing is right, I close your eyes, pull your head back, put your hands up, let's figure this out tonight. And I said, come get some soft glow electric sex. I said, come get some soft glow. I said, come get some soft glow electric sex. I said, come get some soft glow.
You're listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Local music, Rocket Burrell from Midst August. Terrified is the name of that song. They're playing tonight at the Crystal Corner Bar. A lot of good music happening tonight in Madison. That's pretty cool. Everybody, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Ignite Glass and Gifts. in Madison. There's three locations, Monona Drive, Odana Road, and Willie Street. Please support our sponsors and shop them online. Ignite Glass and Gifts for all your smokeware, smoking utensils, whatever you need. Plus, Eric and Amy are really cool people. You got great dogs, too. Alternative Radio coming up after the break. Right now, Color Phase, High, Fast, and Tight on Max Inc. Radio.
CBS News Brief. Why didn't the U.S. shoot down that suspected Chinese spy balloon earlier in the week? CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Pentagon told the president that doing so over the continental United States would be a great risk to American people and infrastructure. So the White House says the president directed the military to make a plan to take it down over U.S. waters.
Thousands of residents of East Palestine, Ohio, are in shelters this morning after a train derailment Friday night. Some cars contained hazardous materials. Resident Tammy Everson.
It was very scary because we honestly didn't know what was going to happen to this town.
Tens of thousands of Israelis braved heavy rain yesterday to protest for a fifth week against a proposal to weaken the judiciary's ability to block some government actions. Lawyers and some business leaders fiercely oppose the plan. CBS News Brief. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
It's easy to listen to your favorite local radio station anytime. Download the Civic Media app from the Apple or Google Play Store, then listen live or whenever you want from anywhere for free.
It makes me smile, and you have a piano, but if you play the Peanuts theme song.
Oh, oh my gosh.
You know he can.
Yes.
On the Devil's Radio.
Sync Radio, Saturday nights, 6 p.m. to midnight on the Civic Media Radio Network.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Hey there, fellow working class heroes. I'm Rick Smith, host of The Rick Smith Show, and we are now on the air in Waukesha, live weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw. Turn on, tune in, and help us rebuild the American dream. Check out our website at thericksmithshow.com. The Rick Smith Show, where working people come to talk. Weeknights, 8 to 10 p.m., right here on WAUK 540 AM, 101 FM, The Shaw.
Cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Sync Radio. We are local music. That is alternative radio. That is a brand new track. I literally just downloaded that today from Bandcamp. Get Back Woman. Pretty cool. Cosmi Love before that. That's easy for me to say, Rocker. Oh, boy. How you doing, everybody? I'm Jimmy K here with Rocker. Terry will check in with an interview later on in the show. But, Rocker, you're here to introduce our first guest of the night.
Jimmy, alternative radio are the black sheep of Milwaukee's music scene. And like some of the legendary bands before them, they met in art school. The punky, sometimes all-poppy trio slams beer-soaked rock and roll and nothing but... With a new album, new bassist, new direction, drummer and vocalist Stark is on the phone with us right now. Stark, welcome to Max Inc. Radio.
Hey, how you doing?
Thanks for joining us.
Good, man. Hey, for our listeners who aren't familiar, who is Alternative Radio?
We're a three-piece from Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We play very eclectic music. Sort of 70s. We're kind of going the glam route right now. And yeah, we're just a rock and roll band.
How long you guys been together?
Since 2020.
2020 band. Oh, well, you guys have been quiet for a little while, and now we know why. A new direction, new bassist, and new songs. First, tell us about the new direction. You guys haven't gone soft on us, have you?
Maybe a little bit.
Uh-oh.
Yeah.
Tell us about the new direction.
I think we're going to bring in a lot of glam elements and kind of like some boogie-woogie rock and roll elements to it. We're bringing a lot of backing vocals and just an overall poppy feeling, but we're still going to keep the raw primitive sound that we started with, but just add those new elements to it.
When you say glam, are we talking like Winger, Bon Jovi type of hairspray?
Probably more like T-Rex or the New York Dolls.
Oh, yeah, right, man. Some Tommy Bolin.
Yeah.
Well, your music definitely has I think you touched on it just a second ago, but your music definitely has a classic rock feel to it, and that's kind of what drew me toward your music. I like that.
Yeah, and that song that you had just played, Get Back Woman, is probably the best example is where the band is headed as far as the glam element and the pop elements.
What's that song about? Tell us about that song.
That song is basically a song about a guy whose woman has left him, and he's basically saying, if you ever change your mind, and if you do it in time, that I'll take it back, and kind of not ask any questions, and just kind of saying that she's a good woman and she's not going to be cruel and play any games.
Now, Stark, you are the vocalist and the drummer. Tell us about playing a different part in the songwriting process than drummers usually do.
Not to mention being a vocalist and have to carry equipment to the stage.
Yeah, it's kind of cool. I like that as a drummer and a vocalist, I kind of get a different outlook on songwriting. It's nice because when I play drums, I kind of, in a sense, I mean, we still have the lead guitarist who very much leads the song, but I also kind of like co-lead the song. A lot of times my fills are kind of cues, or if we want to, we're kind of loose with how we play it live. And I might kind of do something to, like a little hint to kind of, let's ride this part out. Maybe, hey, you can take a solo that might have not been planned. So I get to kind of lead the band from the drums in a sense. Because it's like the loudest instrument and you kind of are the one who's leading it all.
It blows me away. I mean, it's very rare. I mean, it doesn't happen very often where the drummer is the vocalist of the band. In my mind, being a drummer is hard enough. Add vocals in there, and you just said, you know, the loudest instrument on stage, your monitors just have to be blaring or something.
Yeah, surprisingly, most of the sound guys have done a good job so far. I've heard a lot of horror stories on just feedback and stuff. But so far, people have managed to do pretty well with that. But yeah, I had a failed band before this. You could even call it a band, where I was doing guitar and singing. And at first, even though I'm a terrible guitarist, that was easier than drumming and singing. But
I bet.
After a while, I kind of figured it out. And now it's almost easier to sing and drum.
I think it's easy,
because I'm not overthinking my singing.
That is a hard thing. I'm here to tell you, I agree. It's like trying to rub your stomach one way and your top of your head the other way. Crazy stuff. Hey, tell us about your new bassist for Alternative Radio. His name is Otto.
Yeah, he's here. I can put him on.
Hey, how you doing?
What's up, Otto?
Hey, Otto, what's happening, man? Tell us about your new gig here and why you joined this band, Alternative Radio. What gave you the motivation to do that?
Well, you know, it's a dream come true, if I got to say so myself. You know, I signed my my new yacht yesterday.
Yeah.
And I'm about to go on Aruba. With all this money I'm making from the rock band.
Hey, can we interest you in doing a live broadcast from your yacht?
Maybe, you know, you never know. But no, it's awesome.
What bands have you been in before, or is this your first band?
Well, I've been in a few bands from Ohio, is where I'm from. But when I moved over into Wisconsin, I tried out a few other people, and so far, this one stuck the best.
Oh, what brought you from Ohio to Milwaukee?
Oh, that's fun. My girlfriend did. She's in went to college for biomedical engineering. Wow. The good stuff, you know, smart egghead.
Nice.
And I thought I'd stick around for the money. It'd be great.
And you guys have some upcoming shows. One is in Madison. When and where are you playing live in the near future?
I don't know. Where are we?
Our next show is next week. We're actually playing at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, I believe it's called.
That's yeah. February 4th?
Is it like Union 18th? South or something like that?
18th, I think.
Yeah, February 18th. We don't have anything to
say. Yeah.
Yeah,
it's their radio station.
Oh,
one of their radio.
Oh yeah, it's a WSUM show.
Yeah.
Nice.
They're the student radio station here in town.
And any other shows around the state?
Yeah, and then we have, I believe it's the week after that, we're playing Bremen Cafe Classic.
Oh yeah, right there in Milwaukee.
Yeah. And that was, we were pretty much like a house band there last year, so that's kind of our big return to Milwaukee. We've played, after coming back as a band, we played Chicago at Liars Club, but that'll be our first hometown show back.
And then quickly before we go, tell us about your new album that's going to be coming out in spring, and what can people expect, and where can they download it?
Yeah, I'm gonna also bring a Johnny Guitar on, because he's here too. I'm gonna let him talk a little bit first, but then I'll talk some more just about the album.
Well, hey, Johnny Guitar, what's happening, man?
Hey, what's up? How's it going?
Good. How's Milwaukee? You guys getting a lot of snow there?
Oh yeah, yeah. We're doing a lot of shoveling. We're getting ready.
Now, you and Peyton, you guys met in art school, then?
Well, you could say that.
our first bassist, Xavier Morla, me and him met, and then Aaron used to drive up. I was in Chicago in Elgin.
Yeah, I would say that was kind of where it formed. That's where we actually recorded one of our first songs. It's the University of Judson, and we actually recorded some of our first songs there. They were rough, but I think some of them are still on Spotify.
Yeah.
Nice. And Johnny Guitar, what kind of guitar do you play?
A Les Paul, of course. I play Les Paul. A Wisconsin, made by a Wisconsinite.
Of course.
Right here in Waukesha.
That's awesome. Hey, guys, we love the sound of the band. The songs are awesome. Congratulations on the success so far. And hopefully there's much more to come for you all, because and I can't wait to see you on stage, honestly. Keep us posted with some Madison shows, man.
Yeah,
of course. We'll do. We're going to be playing a lot in Madison and Chicago too.
Excellent. We'll let the people know when and where you're playing, and thanks so much. Let's get into some more. One more alternative radio show song. This is Black Sheep. I'm going to learn how to talk. This is Max 8 Radio. We are local music. Radio, we are local music. Thanks to Alternative Radio for joining us tonight. Check them out on Facebook. Check out their music. They're on Bandcamp too. Get their stuff there. Hey, there's a really cool show coming up with Alex White from the Pine Travelers. It's at the Crystal Corner Bars. Alex White and friends. Cold Mingle is going to be there too. It's at the Crystal Corner Bar Saturday, February 4th. In the meantime, here are the Pine Travelers on Max Inc. Radio.
Laughing ain't too pretty. You ain't thinking too damn clear.
Radio.
You know him as the nose tackle for the green and gold, 1993 to 1999, and again 2001 to 2003. 125 games, 292 tackles, 7 sacks, and a Super Bowl ring. But there's more to life than stats, and there's more to life than football. You're about to find out. Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring Packers legend Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday mornings at 8 on The Shaw and on the Civic Media app.
Hey, this is Jim Santel. I am the host of Morning Cannolis. Every single Saturday morning from 9 a.m. to 11 a.m., we talk about the major stories in law, in government, and the aspiration for justice in America. Delighted to have you join, call in, and be a part of our discussion right here on the networks of Civic Media.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.